Barbarian Tribes of Rome, The Insular Celts, Part 3, Final Part, Roman Resistance to the Anglo-Saxons' Arrival. Now, after Boudica's defeat, the Romans, just a little less than 20 years after Claudius had landed in Britain, had managed to secure most of the southern part of the island. However, as was the case with nearly every ancient civilization, the Romans were not about to stop their advance. They continued to move north throughout the 60 and 70 ADs, and under the command of Agricola, conquered the Ordovices, a Celtic tribe located in northern Wales, in 78 AD. Over the next years, Agricola would continue to advance north into Scotland, reaching the Caledonians and defeating them in 84 AD. However, the Romans were not able to advance any further into Scotland. Turmoil in Rome forced Agricola to return to the capital. During the years that followed his victory, not much is known except the Celtic tribes, as well as related groups known as the Picts, managed to win territory back from the Romans, pushing them further and further south. To keep the insubordinate tribes at bay, various walls were constructed at different moments in history, the most famous being Hadrian's Wall, constructed beginning 122 AD and being completed in 128 AD. However, there is evidence of defensive fortifications in northern Britain dating back to 70 BCE, and the Antonine Wall, which was finished in 154 AD, briefly extended the borders of the Roman Empire further into northern Britain, deep into the territory we now know as Scotland. It is believed it proved too difficult to hold, and Hadrian's Wall became the de facto border between Roman Britain and the territory controlled by the unconquered tribes, many of whom were Celtic. That the Celtic tribes in Britain put up such resistance to Roman rule is important because it allowed the Celtic culture to remain even as Romanization sped up in the rest of Britain. Some Celtic tribes, particularly those in northern Scotland, remained autonomous throughout the Roman era, and those who did become part of the empire managed to maintain a strong identity. For example, unlike in Gaul, where Vulgar Latin went on to completely replace Celtic, the Britons in Roman Britain continued to speak their version of Celtic, and the tribes who lived outside of Roman influence also maintained their Celtic identity, although there was considerable mixing with some of the non-Celtic tribes in the region, which is most notably the Picts. The Britons remained prominent in Roman Britain until approximately the 5th century, when the Romans were no longer able to control Britain, which was one of its most remote provinces. During this period, Anglo-Saxons, a Germanic-speaking people, began moving into Britain, establishing their own social order and intermarrying with the locals. Ethnic Britons who resisted this change were pushed to the west, settling on the west coast of Wales and also crossing the Irish Sea to settle in Ireland. Other Britons crossed the English Channel and settled in Armorica, a region of France we now know as Brittany. Over time, the Anglo-Saxon became the dominant ethnicity on the island, and the Celts, who had called Britain home since the first millennium BCE, were forced to find a home elsewhere. However, somewhat astonishingly, these Celts were able to maintain their cultural identity, despite being so dramatically outnumbered. To demonstrate just how resilient they were, one only needs to look at the Celtic languages that are still spoken today: Western Britain and Wales, Ireland, and the Brittany region of France. As was the case in Gaul, the Roman invasion of Britain played a significant role in the reduction of Celtic influence in Europe. However, while both Gallic Celts and British Celts fought hard against the Romans' attempt to conquer them, the British Celts, perhaps because they were on an island and perhaps because they did not have to deal with additional enemies like the Gauls did, specifically the Germanic tribes, they were able to maintain some degree of cultural identity throughout their roughly 400 years of Roman rule. Furthermore, even though they were eventually pushed off their island by the Anglo-Saxons, the resilience of the British Celts is one, if not the reason, why Celtic culture and language still exist today to the modern world. Next time, we'll be looking at the inner parts of Celtic society, and we'll start with the warriors, and then we'll move on to religion and society, and then a few other things before we finally go back to Germany. Now, the source for this The Germanic People, Their Origin, Expansion, and Culture by Owens. Civilization of the Celts by Launay. Civilization of the Steppes by Conrad. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.